find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A tourist helicopter has crashed in New York City's Hudson River, killing all six people on board, including three children. The victims, the pilot and five passengers, are thought to include a family from Spain. Alicia Alam witnessed the crash from her apartment window.
I looked out the window and, to my astonishment, I saw a helicopter with hearts flying off it. And the most notable was the propeller. It was literally flying off and then it instantly descended down, fell into the water face down.
A pill for the most common type of advanced breast cancer has been approved for use on the NHS in what scientists describe as a landmark moment. It's predicted up to 3,000 women every year could benefit from capivarsatib. The UK government's announced £450 million in military support for the Ukrainians. It will provide repairs to vehicles and equipment, as well as funding for radar systems, anti-tank missiles and hundreds of thousands of drones. Defence Secretary John Healey is making the official announcement later at a meeting where 50 nations are gathering.
The work of this coalition is so vital. We're sending a signal to President Putin and to the Ukrainian people. We stand with you in the fight and we will stand with you in the peace.
And the Duke of Sussex has met war victims in Ukraine. Harry's spokesperson says he went to Lviv as part of his ongoing work to support injured veterans. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, here we are, you and me and the great music. Welcome wherever you are. I'm Sam Pittis. It's Friday morning. Always feels good, doesn't it? And great music to get us started.
Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Classic FM.
Music of Boccherini to start the day. The Minuet from a String Quintet in E, performed by E. Musici. Wynton Marsalis and the English Chamber Orchestra before that, conducted by Anthony Newman, played the Prince of Denmark's March by Jeremiah Clarke. And I'm Sam Pittis, just about 4:10, early Friday morning. You may be up thinking about what you've got to do today, or you may be up working. Well, we've got our daily piano piece to come and a little Delib to keep you company. A couple of months ago, I started watching Ken Russell's film of Mahler starring Robert Powell. Wonderfully nutty, just fantastic stuff. Only got about halfway through. And as with me, I always end up watching films in half. I never sit through a whole thing, and I've got to go back to it. Maybe that's a job for today. Well, it leads me nicely into Mahler's Symphony No. 1. Maybe some inspiration to get me back to my film. The Symphony No. 1 by Mahler, sometimes known as the Titan. And we heard the second movement, the Tonhalle Orchestra Zurich, David Zinman directing on Classic FM. Morning to you, wherever you are. I'm always worth a look at classicfm.com, by the way. I was looking this morning, something that I just have to check the date to see whether it was an April Fool. It's something quite impressive, actually. Japanese glassblowers have created the world's first playable glass violin. It's an incredible looking thing, but you can play it as well. It's also got a Guinness World Record with the title The World's First Playable Glass Violin. I've never seen it. Look at classicfm.com. Honestly, it's worth looking. A violin concerto right now, courtesy of Haydn.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Pizzicati from Sylvia by Delibes, played by the New Philharmonia Orchestra. Richard Bonning was conducting the finale of that violin concerto in A by Haydn. Just wonderful melodies there. Giuliano Carmagnola was leading the orchestra of the Champs-Élysées. Out of interest, I did a quick search. There are any number of glass pianos, which you might expect. The glass violin, though, it is something to see, and it's just got a Guinness World Record. Well, we turn to the piano next for our daily piano piece, and it is the American pianist Claire Huangsi performing on a normal piano with the music of Ignacy Jan Paderewski. Our daily piano work from Ignacy Jan Paderewski, the piano concerto in A minor, the second movement, Claire Huangsi, and the German Radio Philharmonic Orchestra, Sean Sung, was directing. And I'm Sam Pittis, welcoming you to a new day, Friday, to be specific, which is always welcome. Two great friends, Dvorak and Brahms, to come very shortly, and another composer they knew. Brahms met Grieg in a slightly awkward dinner with Tchaikovsky. Dvorak met Grieg as well. And there's a wonderful description of Dvorak from Grieg, where he says, "My time spent with him went rather pleasantly. But if I might put it delicately, Dvorak has his own temperament. But he was very kind." I think you can read between the lines on that one. Well, the gruff Brahms, it appears the sometimes gruff Dvorak, and the ever-pleasant Grieg, all to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
A Slavonic Dance in F by Dvorak. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe, Nikolaus Arnenkor, was conducting. Before that, it was the Preludium from the Holberg Suite by Grieg, played by the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra. Now, we have Calm Classics, 7 nights a week on Classic FM. It's music specially chosen to help you unwind at the end of the day, from 10 every evening, whether you're settling down in bed, whether you're just having a moment to yourself. And tonight, as with every Friday and Saturday night, Mylene Klass is with you. Do join Mylene tonight from 10. But this is music to start the day, and this is Brahms.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 2 by Brahms, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting that second movement. Brahms was a great collector of manuscripts and music, and prized in his collection was the music of Handel. We'll hear from him and our Dawn Chorus to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
This Easter with Lidl Plus, get 30% off our entire range of deluxe wines when you buy three or more bottles, like our fruity Argentinian Malbec or delicious New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
18 plus, subject to availability. England only. Offer on selected bottles only. Ends 23rd of April. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/lptv. Please drink responsibly.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, shares and markets in Asia have fallen as uncertainty continues over President Trump's drastic tariff policies. The Nikkei index in Japan tumbled more than 4% during early trading. The fall comes after the US increased taxes on Chinese goods to an unprecedented 145% yesterday. Speaking last night, Donald Trump says he's resetting relations with Beijing.
We would love to be able to work a deal. They've really taken advantage of our country for a long period of time. They've ripped us off beyond anybody, nobody. How people stood for it, sitting in my position, is not even believable.
A helicopter has crashed into the Hudson River in New York. All six people on board are confirmed to have died. The cause of the crash isn't yet known. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has given this update.
Three adults and three children were on board a Bell 206 helicopter that had left from the downtown skyport just about 3 p.m. The pilot and a family visiting from Spain, what our preliminary information has at this time.
The government says it'll give Ukraine an extra £450 million of military support. It'll be spent on new drones and repairing armoured vehicles. The announcement comes as the UK